Hello and welcome to the Headache Doctor Podcast. I'm Dr. Taves, your host. As always, it's our mission to educate and empower everyone with headaches and migraines so that you can break free from a life of fear of your next headache or migraine and dependence on medication, allowing you to thrive at everything you do. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about exertion headaches or exercise headaches. If you have headaches when you exercise, this podcast is for you. If you find that when you cough or sneeze, or maybe go on a run, or you're even straining in the bathroom, that those are triggers for you, we're going to talk all about that because that is an exertion headache. Okay, so first off, when you do a quick search online and you're looking up exertion headaches. Now, this is a smaller percentage of people with headaches that have exertion headaches, but as far as a common sort of trigger, a lot of people have exercise-induced headaches or a specific type of exercise will actually be a trigger for people. So I think there's a broader category of people that can relate to exercise being a problem, but as far as like getting the diagnosis of exertion headaches, there's a smaller percentage of people, okay? But we're going to talk about kind of both categories because there's going to be common threads in regards to exercise and how exercise can be a potential issue for people that have headaches or migraines. And then we're also going to be talking about the actual diagnosis of exertion headaches. Now, when we think about that diagnosis of exertion headaches, and we've talked about this before on the podcast, that a lot of these diagnoses are thrown out there in the medical world, and you go in and you see your provider and you receive this diagnosis, but it doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's essentially just putting you in a category of symptoms that then can connect you to other people, and maybe those other people have found relief with a certain medication, okay? So it is helpful in the sense of if there's something that we have done previously in the medical world, then we can try that with you. But as far as answering the why as to what's happening with your headaches or migraines, it doesn't necessarily answer that. And that's true with exertion headaches. So exertion headaches is just describing what you're experiencing. So the Cleveland Clinic on their website, it says an exertion headache, also known as exercise headaches, involves pain during or immediately after physical activity. It comes on quickly and goes away in a few minutes or hours, but can last as long as a couple of days. But there's usually no underlying disease or disorder, okay? So that means it's benign. It's not like if you have this exercise headache or this exertion headache that you need to keep searching for something. When they do an MRI or a CT or an X-ray, there's nothing underlying that they're going to find that's actually causing your symptoms, okay? So it kind of dead ends there. And that's where a lot of this like hopelessness within the medical world leaves people hopeless because you go to a place like the Cleveland Clinic, and this is sort of the end result of we don't know why this is happening, but we can describe your symptoms, and we've seen other people like this. And so avoid your triggers or try this medication, and those are the sorts of things that they will tell you to do. And there might be a time and place for those, but we want to understand the underlying problem, and when you can understand that, then you can make meaningful changes in your life that can then work at treating the actual source of what's happening. And we're going to talk about that today with exertion headaches. One of the reasons I'm talking about this today is because on social media, we had someone ask about exertion headaches, and I realized that I didn't actually have anything specific to that diagnosis. And so if you've interacted with us on social media or even on this podcast, and you have a specific question, I want you to reach out, hello@noveraheadachecenter.com, on Instagram, on TikTok, or on Facebook. I want you to reach out to us and let us know what questions you have, because that fuels the content for potentially our next podcast, next video on social media, whatever that may be. Okay, so again, exertion headache is a headache associated with physical activity. It can be during intercourse, it can be running, it can be straining in the bathroom, weightlifting, pain after sneezing or coughing. A few stories here. So we've had several patients with exertion headaches. Okay, they don't necessarily come in and say, I have exertion headaches. They just describe their symptoms and their onset of symptoms after like sneezing or coughing. I've had several people that the onset of their symptoms was after intercourse. Running is a very common one. We have a lot of active people here in Colorado Springs, and they can have their headaches prevent them from running, straining in the bathroom, That's not one that comes up too often, but I have heard that. And then weightlifting. Weightlifting is pretty common. Okay, so this is actually a type of headache that is more common in males. Most headaches and migraines, actually females get the short end of the stick, but this specific headache tends to be more prominent in males. And so guys out there, I'm sorry, if you have headaches of this type, then definitely tune in. And for the ladies listening here, if your husband has headaches and he's like, it's not a big deal. I don't have to treat it. I don't have to listen to this guy on this podcast. This might be the podcast that he needs to listen to because generally guys will have this more often than women. I've seen that clinically as well. Let's first talk about something called the Valsalva maneuver because I think this is important to understand when we're talking about exertion headaches. So what's happening here is the body has a certain amount of stress. It's exerting energy and effort in weightlifting, in running, in sneezing or coughing. You're bearing down and you're increasing the amount of stress and pressure. So a Valsalva maneuver is one of the common threads here. So when you're weightlifting, you hold your breath and you sort of trying to force air out as you push the weight up in a bench press, or you're lifting the weight in a squat or whatever the lift might be. Straining in the bathroom is the same thing. So you're doing this Valsalva maneuver where you close your airway, but you're attempting to force air out, which increases the amount of pressure. Running might be a little bit different because that is a cardiovascular exercise. You're definitely breathing during running. So maybe not as much of a Valsalva maneuver, but we'll talk about the mechanism there. And then intercourse, maybe the same thing. And then pain after sneezing or coughing. That's definitely going to see an increase of pressure. So you're trying to exert, you're trying to force air out at a high rate. And so that pressure increases and then you release it, resulting in a sneeze or a cough. So that Valsalva maneuver closes your airway and as you're trying to push air out. So that pressure increases in your neck, in your, whether it's your sinuses, it could even result in a temporary increase in blood pressure in your head. So the blood vessels in your head might have a temporary increase in pressure. But I think ultimately there's this sense of increased stress and pressure and strain through your neck and your shoulders because of this holding your breath, trying to exert air out as you are focusing on whatever task you're trying to do. Okay. So a couple things there. One is the increase in the amount of stress and strain. And the second is a possible mechanism of increasing blood pressure. Now, how do those things then result in a headache? So everyone goes through those things. Everyone has done an experience of Valsalva maneuver. Most people have lifted some sort of weight in their life. And most people have, whether it's running or definitely sneezing or coughing, but not everyone that does those things has headaches. So what's the difference between people that sneeze and cough and are fine and people that sneeze and cough and have headaches? All right. So here I'm going to speak from experience clinically. Okay. So we've seen, I'm going to say a couple dozen people with this specific type of headache or this specific type of problem, probably more than that, actually, when I think of the runners or the athletes that are trying to lift weights. But I've got a few people in my head, one individual specifically that he had a terrible, terrible debilitating migraine, headache, sharp pain in his head for anywhere from like 5 minutes to a half an hour after he would sneeze, just about every time he would sneeze or cough. It was debilitating. It would happen multiple times a day. And his whole life was sort of like in fear of his next cough or sneeze that would lead to this debilitating headache. Okay. So what I found, and this is true for the other patients as well, was that his neck was dysfunctional and he was going through life with a level of stress and tension in his neck that would get to a point that, let's say, his threshold was just slightly above where that level of tension was, okay? So there's a fair amount of tension, but he wasn't experiencing a headache 90% of the time. So without sneezing, coughing, running, lifting weights, he wasn't experiencing a headache because his body was able to tolerate the amount of tension that was running through his neck. Now, when he exerted that amount of effort, when it's in a sneeze or a cough, or when it's running, when it's lifting weights, when it's in that Valsalva maneuver, that exertion, that bumped the level of tension up above that threshold, resulting in, whether it's a sharp stabbing pain, whatever the headache presented like, his brain then realized there's a problem here because that level of tension bumped over the threshold, and it resulted in what could be a relatively short-lived headache, but a very intense headache, okay? So maybe this is different than the, you know, two-day migraine. This is a quick onset, and maybe it goes away just as quick as it started, but it's there for minutes, maybe a half hour, maybe hours, and it can be very debilitating, especially if you're always fearful of one. If you're fearful of exercising, that's not a good thing because you need to exercise. Running's a really healthy thing to do, great for your cardiovascular system. But also just basic things like coughing and sneezing. Like, you don't want to be afraid of those things. Okay, so the tension in the neck is really the thing that's triggering. That's where the actual source of pain comes from. Because if we think of this can also explain, and I've talked about this in other podcasts, but let's assume it's an increase in blood pressure. That's what's actually happening there to actually trigger headache. Well, why would these blood vessels be sensitive enough to then cause a headache? Because again, most people, when they sneeze or cough, do not get head pain. So if you experience head pain when you sneeze or cough, and it's due to an increase of blood pressure in these vessels in your brain, and then we have to ask the question, why are those blood vessels sensitized? Now, it all has to do with how the brain is receiving this sensory input. And there's all sorts of these sensory input pathways that will cross over and meet up and create what's called a common pathway to the brain. And the brain doesn't actually know what's happening until it hits the brain. And what's cool or interesting, I shouldn't say cool, interesting about these blood vessels in the brain is they actually share this sort of common pathway, and sensory input overlaps with the upper part of the neck. So if the brain is getting a signal of pain from the upper part of the neck, it could perceive it as the blood vessels being sensitized, being sensitive, okay? So a neck problem could result in this pounding, throbbing sensation in the head. It could result, if we're assuming here that there's an increase in blood pressure and the blood vessels are sensitized enough for you to feel that right when you sneeze, the reason for those blood vessels being so sensitive could be because you have such a bad neck issue. The brain is actually getting a pain signal from your neck, but attributing it to these blood vessels in your head, and they then become sort of more sensitive. The brain becomes more sensitive to any input from the blood vessels, even though they're fine. There's nothing actually wrong with them. I hope that makes sense. Trying to make that as clear as possible. But the idea is this referral pattern. So the brain is getting input from the neck, but it doesn't know where to attribute it to, because as the brain receives the signal, it's also getting inputs from other areas in the head and the face. And so it's confusing the area. And as a result, the brain is actually hypersensitive to those other areas. And so what wouldn't be normally a painful response is now painful in an area like the blood vessels that travel through the meninges, which is sort of this sheath around the brain. The same could also be true for the face. That's why people often have increased facial sensitivity when they have headaches. All right, so we have potential increased tension in the neck, and then we have this potential blood pressure mechanism. But I think overwhelmingly, it's the amount of tension in the neck that needs to be addressed. So that takes us to, what do we do about this? How do we correct this problem? Well, overwhelmingly, the problem that we find with the neck is going to be the upper part of the cervical spine. So the upper part of the neck is responsible for most of our rotation, flexion, and extension, and a little bit of side bending. And it's responsible for doing that while holding up this 10 to 12 pound head. Now, over time, or with injury or with trauma, whatever it may be, there's lots of different avenues that can lead to the upper part of the neck tightening, or sort of having this trauma, or this effect of it being injured, so it doesn't move the way it should. And over time, and this is true especially in males, guys that have this neck problem, we can compensate for it for a long time, for years and years. But over time, as that stress is there and as it's increased, it will increase the amount of stress through the mid portion of the neck, as the mid portion of the neck has to now do more work. The scalene muscles, the upper trap, the levator scapula muscles, these shoulder muscles are now having to do more work just to hold the head up. They're kind of like tethered on the shoulders. And as the head isn't resting comfortably, the tension increases through those muscles. Well, interesting thing, the scalenes specifically are also used in taking a deep breath. So they're kind of a extra expiratory muscle. So inspiratory muscle. So when you take a deep breath, the scalenes will kick in, but the scalenes are anchored on your neck. And so if you take a deep breath, and if you're an upper chest breather, you're actually going to incorporate your scalenes a bit more. Now your scalenes can also be incorporated into a higher rate of tension. They can have an elevated rate of tension if the neck is not stable, if it's not moving the way they should, and the scalenes are having to do more work throughout the day. Okay. Now the scalenes are likely part of the problem when you're doing that Valsalva maneuver and you're sneezing, just because their impact on the ribs, but also their impact in like stabilizing the neck. And so the scalenes are some of these muscles that I want to hit on when someone comes in with this exertion type headache. The other thing is, there's an increase, and I think this is probably a little bit of a tangent or a nuance of this, but if time goes on long enough and there is issues to the discs themselves in the cervical spine, and that can happen as a result of that added stress. If the upper part of the neck, we'll take, for example, rotation. If you're supposed to rotate 90 degrees and you can still do that, but the upper neck is not helping, the mid portion of the neck has to do most of that work. Now that's fine for short periods, but when you add years to that, the mid portion of the neck has this stress. Not only does that increase the amount of tension through the muscles having to work harder, but the actual joints themselves, we can see wear and tear. So the mid portion of the neck tends to show up with, whether it's on x-ray or CT or MRI, the discs in the mid portion of the neck, so C5-6, C6-7, C4-5, they can show wear and tear. Now, sometimes with that Valsalva maneuver, there's actually an increased pressure that may be impacting the disc, and the disc is sensitized enough that the disc can actually cause some of this pain pattern that we see. The shoulders themselves can also refer pain into the head. So there is an element of whether it's straining with weightlifting or maybe with running as you're swinging your arms, that the shoulders, if they're not efficient in their movement, if the resting posture is actually sort of a forward shoulder position, and there's a level of straining that's involved in just daily activities in your shoulder, and then you add a layer of like exercise or running onto that, it could be that the shoulders themselves are actually referring pain into the head, and that is a part of the exertion headaches. So my point here is, when someone comes to me or when someone comes to our clinic with exertion headaches, we want to assume that there's actually an underlying a level of tension or source of tension that's sending that pain signal. And then the trigger is the exertion. So whether it's the Valsalva maneuver and there's a connection to blood pressure, which again sensitizes those blood vessels, we can still trace that back likely to whether it's a neck problem or jaw problem, something that's sending a pain signal to the brain, and then the brain is thinking that the blood vessels are sensitized. Or we just want to address and sort of check off these boxes of things that may be at an increased level of tension, so that when you exert yourself in those ways, it's increasing level of tension, crossing the threshold, resulting in a headache. All right, so we don't want the answer to be that you just don't exercise, that you just avoid sneezing or coughing, because that's crazy, especially with COVID and illness and everything that's going on. People are sneezing and coughing all the time. And how terrible would it be to sneeze and cough, and every time you do that, you have this debilitating headache? The other thing here is, oftentimes, and I've had this several times, if you have exertion headaches, if you have a headache when you cough or sneeze, I've had patients that go to provider after provider, and they go online, and they go on forums, and they go on groups on social media, and it's almost like no one can understand them. And they're just like these anomalies that are out there, and they just feel like they have to live with these symptoms. This is something that should be very treatable. Now, I'm talking from experience, from these patients that have seemed so hopeless, and they've seen provider after provider, and they have no idea what's happening. But they come into our office, and very quickly they can find the relief they're looking for, because this type of approach has been overlooked in our healthcare system. And so I want you to feel hopeful if this is you, because it's a very debilitating process, very debilitating set of symptoms, and it can be very crippling because you're always fearful of it popping up again, and it can come on very intensely. And so if you listening to this don't necessarily have exertion headaches, I want you to pass it on to someone who might. And then if you have exertion headaches, have a hope that there is that there's a solution for you. And it may be finding a physical therapist in your area. It may be reaching out to us, whether it's working with us virtually or in person. We have different options for anyone out there. Because again, our goal and our mission is to educate and empower everyone with headaches and migraines. Everyone, not just people in Colorado. We want everyone with headaches and migraines to feel empowered and educated so that you can break free from fear. This exertion headache, the fear is a big one with this. And then dependence on medication, thriving in everything you do. That covers it for this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a topic that you want us to cover, please reach out and let us know. Please leave a 5-star review. Help us grow this podcast so that we can continue to reach more people. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Hey guys, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to the Headache Doctor podcast. I know that you have a lot of options in how you spend your time and how you consume information around headaches and migraines. I just wanted a quick ask, because the only way that we grow this podcast and continue this mission is if you subscribe, share this podcast, and of course, leave us a 5-star review. Those are cherished, and it makes my day when I see someone's story come through as a 5-star review and how this podcast has been able to help you. Thank you so much again for listening to the Headache Doctor podcast, and I'll see you next week.